Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
While we were talking in the last segment, the announcement did come down. Giants have announced that Jackson Dart will be the starting quarterback going forward, and Russell will serve as the backup. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
We kind of knew it was going to happen at some point. Yeah. We thought maybe Jameis would be the buffer between.
Yeah.
Russell backup?
I don't see it, but they say he's going to be the backup.
Okay.
But okay. But no, my question for you is this. Because when you were just talking about USC, yesterday when I was going to pick up, when I was dropping Samson off for practice, I was just my man Hester and EJ, mm-hmm. and they were talking about Miami. And I remember, what constitutes as back?
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? Because I remember when Ellen Grudem and beat the hell out of us in the Sugar Bowl. Uh-huh. And he got on there and said, Texas, we're back.
Right.
And then everybody's like, Miami, oh, the U's back.
Right.
Or then you were just talking about USC. I'm like, mm-hmm. well, hell, Miami was 4-0 last year.
Right?
Like, what? And I'm always curious about that. What constitutes as back?
Now, I have a real high bar for back because the U is never going to be back. No offense.
That's,
like, they could win a national championship this year, and that they were in that era, that's not happening.
Right.
You'd have to do that for – because that was more than just a good football
team. Yes, that was a culture.
That was a cultural sensation that swept the globe. Like, you had people wearing Miami U's in Europe. You know what I mean? Like, that was a different thing. Same thing with what Pete Carroll had at USC. Like, that was a moment in time that was perfect for them and there and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, I just, you know, I don't know.
I've always been curious about what constitutes as – we're back. Like, when Georgia won the national championship, I didn't say we're back. I was like, god damn time.
Well, yeah, Georgia
40 goddamn years.
And what Georgia is right now is better than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Like, that's the
but
thing.
But I'm saying,
like,
what are we back? That's what,
you're not
know,
back.
And that's why I was like, when I heard that yesterday, when I said, oh, the U is back, I was like, back from what? They were 4-0 last year.
Right.
You
and
know?
They've been ranked and they've been good and then haven't won national championships, obviously. I don't think they've ever even won an ACC championship. But still,
I was just curious about that.
The U is what that 30 for 30
is about. What constitutes about? Yeah.
Now, Miami's good.
They're really good.
Miami's good.
Really good.
They're a national championship contender.
Yeah.
But the U and all that is a different thing.
Is it?
I'm sorry.
I don't.
For me.
I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. I guess the USC thing, when you just said that, because people say, oh, USC is back. Back to what? Not Pete Carroll
not
back?
To that. No, they're not.
You know what I mean? Like, but then
here's the thing,
look at it like they're back to contending for championships.
And maybe.
Okay.
I don't know that USC is there, but maybe.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that does happen, though, with brands like that, is they get the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
And people want them to be back, and I understand why, because it's good for everybody.
Yes.
Like, it's just more fun when Miami is Miami, you know, and it's been a while.
Yes.
It's really fun when USC was like that. Now, they haven't been. That's the other thing about it is most of these schools, outside of a couple, only have those blips. You know what I mean? Like, USC had their great run early with, was it John McKay,
mm-hmm.
right? And then they had Pete Carroll. That's it. Like, other than that, they've been good.
They've
never been that. You know what I mean? Like, but the brand, and I don't know, West Coast is far away. And they're the only one over there, kind of, to a lot of people.
Because like, so people like, are like, Notre Dame is back. Back to what?
Back to what?
Back to winning?
The '20s?
That's what I'm saying. Is it more or less you're just winning and winning more consistent? Yeah. Or
Yeah.
I was just curious. I was like, what constitute as
but
back?
Like certain programs get the benefit of back earlier because people want them to be back.
Right.
Like, you know, USC's 4-0 with wins over Missouri State, Georgia Southern, Purdue, and Michigan State. Okay? Maybe they're back. We'll see. Feel like the Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart squads probably would have won those games, too.
Would have annihilated them.
Yeah, maybe wouldn't have given up 31 to Michigan State. But who knows? What do I know? Michigan State actually looked pretty good in that game on Saturday night.
That quarterback's good.
Quick Dabo question. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Any world in which this Clemson season becomes last year's Florida State season?
Oh, man.
Because nobody thought that was going to happen either.
Boy, I'm just going to tell you like this. Like, last year, Georgia Tech, after that game against Georgia Tech, it seemed like Florida State's spirit was broken.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I'm talking about from the coach and everything. I don't know if it's that bad.
I hope not.
I don't know if it's that
hard
bad.
Hard to imagine.
It's hard to imagine.
But, again, if you would have told us that day in Dublin that they were going to go 2-10, I wouldn't have believed that either unless something catastrophic happened. And nothing catastrophic happened. They just didn't play good.
Right. I just think they're too talented.
I think so, too.
I think they're too talented to go down.
I mean, I picked them to win the national
championship. I think they're too talented to go down, to be Florida State bad, last year Florida State bad. Man.
All I know is something weird's happening over there. It's a weird deal.
Yeah.
It's unexpected, and it is not the same. They got to fix it because this is as bad as it's been.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, like Dabo withholding tides or something? I don't know, man. It's bad. It's bad.
All right. Let's get to the back page. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Hey, and just like that, the the Junior Lady Blue Devils middle school season, we are done.
That's crazy.
5 weeks. Well, 6 weeks with the playoffs. So we did not win our division. We did win Friday night behind a fantastic effort by Juice Johnson on the mound. Four innings pitched, two earned runs, two walks. We'll get to that in a minute because she had another gem on Saturday. 10 strikeouts.
All right.
In four innings.
Hell
that's
yeah.
10 of the 12 outs that were recorded. Now, there were base runners. There were a few hits. You know, we struggled with defense behind her, but we did end up winning that one. And she turned around on Saturday. So this game on Saturday goes extra innings because time expired and we were tied. The way we made this happen, though, we came back. We scored 7 runs in the bottom of the last inning to tie the game and then came back in the top and still had some defensive collapses, gave up 5, couldn't catch up in the bottom. So that's what eliminated us. So in that one, Juice goes 6 innings pitched. Still 2 walks, 7 strikeouts.
There we go.
Man, she is the biggest thing to me. If you've ever watched 12U softball, 10U, or any you know, in this age, it's getting better as they get older. But the walks that she's trimmed down
is the biggest part.
It's phenomenal,
right?
Like she, you know, if you remember earlier in the spring, she pitched a couple no hitters, but she had like 7-8 walks. They were just able to still win the game, and she didn't give up any hits. Now she's mowing people down and not walking people. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Efficiency.
Man. Yeah.
That's coaching.
She's getting really good. Well, I think that's a lot of her.
And hard work.
I'm not going to take credit from her. Elsewhere, on to awesomeness. Do your homework. The Andy and Bo team from the Coca-Cola Fantasy League, Josh and AJ, are also alongside us on this venture. We win again, 120-91, after a pretty good effort by Lamar Jackson. He was able to stave off David Montgomery's killer night from last night.
What a night.
What a night.
Wow. I know.
So that moves us. We are 2-1. That moves us into second place in the league.
All right.
Behind, there is 1-3-0 team, and we're in second place because of points scored.
Who'd we beat this week? Golden Corral.
Golden Corral. Yeah.
That guy was talking so much trash at the draft.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was.
Sent them to an 0-3 record.
Ooh.
They had Joe Burrow responded with Russell Wilson. Probably wasn't the best pickup, but after a 450-yard passing week. You know,
at least they get all
after
you can
a 450-yard passing week.
You probably should have known that it wasn't going to happen.
You should have known exactly. You should have known that Russell wasn't going to do that.
So we get this win this week behind our two probably best players. I mean, we got Lamar and we got CMC. We haven't really had that CMC bust out game. He's given us a pretty high floor of about 18-20 points every week. Lamar's doing Lamar things. Roma Dunze, second highest point scorer in fantasy football through 3 weeks. Kind of a small sample size as far as wide receivers go. Jackson Smith and Jigba, fourth highest
nice.
Fantasy football wide receiver through.
And Mike's down. So. And Mike's going to be gone for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, man, good things to come, hopefully. So, did either of y'all listen to the play-by-play or watch the Cowboys game on Sunday? And if you did, you may have missed this comment or not even thought that it was that big of a deal.
I watched a bit of it. Yeah, it was the afternoon game on Fox, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched quite a bit of that game.
So, George Pickens has his first crash out with the Dallas Cowboys. So, yeah. He goes to slam his helmet on the ground. I don't know if you picked up on this or not, but Tom Brady makes a reference that I'm about to play for you right now, and it's got a certain group of people that we love to talk about all over his butt.
Arms, and Pick's not happy. Ah, yeah, those helmets can be, it's like the dog at home.
Timeout on the field.
Wow. Kick right the dog, throw the helmet, man, oh whatever man. It is.
Oh, God.
Kick the dog. Now, that is an expression. You know, that person probably goes,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Homan kicks their dog, or that's what you do to vent frustrations, kick your dog. That's, look, not the best thing to say. I don't think Tom Brady goes home and kicks his dog. Oh, PETA had something had a to say about it, though.
Yeah. You know, they were coming after his ass.
They're always fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
The important stuff.
Yeah, man, the very important stuff. So, PETA released a statement. They encouraged Tom Brady to remember that millions of people listen to him, that the language we can use can encourage kindness or violence towards animals, and that we should never normalize taking our frustration out on our beloved companions. I don't think Tom
don't
Brady
take that, Tom.
I don't think
just normalizing kicking your dog.
Who,
it's a figure of speech.
Who wrote that statement?
Who the knows? Same people that wanted baseball to stop calling it the bullpen.
Yeah.
Here's a new term for you.
The arm barn, which is better, actually.
Now, here's a PETA Twitter table where they give us new statements to say to replace old statements that we have, but here's the caption on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a list of it. It's great.
Oh, that's great.
Words matter, and as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves along with it.
Are you? Okay, not, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I do agree with that in general.
That's true.
Not in this specific
yeah,
case.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do agree with that sentiment
correct.
In general.
I do too.
Oh, God.
Here's how to remove speciesism
okay.
from your daily conversation. So now speciesism is a thing.
Okay.
And I guess that's us thinking that we're the superior species.
All right.
Okay.
Aren't we? There's gorillas.
Better not say that.
No, can't say that.
I don't know.
All right, so instead of kill two birds with one stone, that's been around for 1,000
yes.
years. How about feed two birds with one scone?
Get the hell out of here. Again. All right, okay.
This is intentionally ridiculous. It has to be, right?
I don't know.
Like, this
I'm going to have you know, PETA.
Nope. I believe they got a group of these folks, all right? A group of these folks doing this.
But you don't think that they did that so wildly so people would react to it? No.
No. Okay. Well, I think they're so sincere with this.
Look, okay.
I think they're so sincere with this.
It's not good to feed birds bread.
True. And here's the other thing that I think is disrespectful, just in general, about using two birds, one stone. We use it very flippantly
yes.
to describe things that aren't nearly as hard as it would be to kill two birds with one stone.
Yes.
Imagine doing that. Yes. I'm stealing this bit from some comedian, but like somebody did that at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
They killed two birds with one stone.
Yes.
That's impossible. Killing one bird with one stone. That ain't more impossible than
Mr. Miyagi catching a fly with chopsticks.
Also hard. But you don't hear people throwing that around like it's easy.
I've done it.
You what?
You've done what? Okay.
You don't caught a PETA fly with chopsticks?
That. I better dump that real fast.
What?
You didn't catch a fly with chopsticks.
Dude,
You picked up a dead fly and told people you caught it.
Hey, my kids believe it.
So here's another one.
You should have saved me.
Hey, man, if you did that, that'd be amazing.
Here's another one for you. So when we want somebody to try something first, we tell them to be the guinea pig, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of saying that, that does not even have anything violent against guinea pigs in it.
That's true. Right. It could be anything.
PETA wants you to say, be the test tube. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Be the test tube.
Hey, go be the test tube. All right, how about this one? You know, this is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Beat a dead horse.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not one to beat dead horses.
We know this, Bo.
How about feed a fed horse? Now, I'm not one
He's
to feed full. Fed horses,
He's already
Randy.
Full. Quit feeding him.
These, right. We are all, whatever. Damn that. Go to hell. All right, go to hell, Kick Rocks. Y'all are them same people. Y'all know who they are? These people that have come up with this craziness. Y'all remember Dodgeball?
Yeah.
Remember when he went into this office with that pizza? That's what they do. They go and order a meat lover's pizza.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and they take the top off, and they sit there and smell it. That's what they do. All right, that's what they do. That's them.
Speaking of meat.
That's them.
How about instead of bring home the bacon, meaning earn a nice living,
right. Yes,
or right. earn a living, yeah. Period. Then you have to be nice. You're paying the bills. How about bring home the bagels? Again,
bagels got meat in it.
Yeah, you can have a bacon bagel.
Hell yeah. Put some bacon on it.
And then finally,
that's hilarious.
Instead of take the bull by the horns,
okay.
They want you to inflict pain on yourself by taking the flower by the thorns.
Okay.
Take the flower by the thorns,
yeah, man.
Assert yourself. That doesn't make any sense. Taking a bull by the horns is like what do the guys call that wrestle bulls? You take it down. You're
Matador.
Like, yeah, Matador.
Well, no, they dodge them.
That's true. Don't they take them down at some point?
No, they stab them and they die slowly.
Crap,
it's actually really terrible
get the
to
hell
watch.
Out my face.
So instead of being assertive,
they bleed out and then they cut their ear off.
And this is the time
around.
Where
be assertive and take the flower.
A time
by
I
the
go
thorns.
Back to that guy that was eating that hamburger in front of her. Killer! And dude had that hamburger and was gnawing down. I love it. Killer! He was so damn dramatic. Killer!
Well,
we're just asking in this time that you be more sensitive toward the animals.
A little bit more mindful.
Take the flower by the thorns.
Like Maya Angelou said, we know better, we can do better.
I agree with that.
I know, I do too.
I agree with that. But me
no
doing better,
birds with
me doing better don't mean plant-based. Plant-based ain't better for me. My body would go
it's
into
really
damn
not.
Shock.
It's not good for you.
My body would go into shock.
You
right?
have sharp
if I
teeth
ate anything impossible, because it'd be impossible for me to forgive myself. It'd be impossible for me to forgive myself. No.
It would be impossible for all of us to forgive you at this point. There's just certain lines that can't be crossed. Randy's not eating any impossible meat. He's not drinking it truly.
No. I can't go. You can't come back from that.
No.
Everybody's like, no. Yes, I've been offered. I say no.
This show would get canceled if Randy ate an impossible burger and drank it truly, because the soul would be lost.
But you know, it's been offered. I said
I
no. I don't care how much money you give me.
I said yes to impossible.
I said no.
I was like, I'll endorse that.
I was like, no.
Right after Blue Chew. Fake meat, real meat, you name it. I don't care. All right, we'll go.
Oh.
Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.